क्लाब्यम मा स्म गमः पात नैतत् त्वयि उपपद्यते क्षुद्रम् हृदय दौर्बल्यम् त्यक्त्वा उत्तिष्ठ परन्तप क्लाब्यं मा स्मगमखपात क्लाब्यं मा स्मगमखपात नैतत्वायुपपद्यते नैतत्वायुपपद्यते क्षुद्रं हृदयदौर्बल्यं क्षुद्रं हृदयदौर्बल्यं त्यक्त्वोत्तिष्ठपरन्तप त्यक्त्वोत्तिष्ठपरन्तप Libyam, impotence. Ma, do not. Sma, take it for granted. Gamaha, go in. Partha, O son of Pritha. Na, never. Etat, like this. Tvai, unto you. Upapadyate, is befitting. Kshudram, very little. Hridaya, heart. Dorbalyam, weakness. Tyaktva, giving up. Uttishta, get up. Parantapa, O chastiser of the enemies. Translation, O son of Pritha, do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy.
Bhagavan Krishna is encouraging Kuddam Hridayadurbal for a Kshatriya to speak like that. No, no, I cannot kill my kinsman, I am giving my weapons. This is weakness, cowardice. Why you are all this nonsense doing? Khuddang Hridayadurbalam, this kind of compassion, giving up your duty as a Kshatriya, it is simply weakness of the heart. It has no meaning. Kalibbang Masma Gama Parthyo Naita Tvai Upapadyate. Especially for you, you are my friend, what people will say. So, give up this weakness of the heart and uttishtha, stand up, take courage. You just see how Krishna is inducing Arjuna to fight. The people are very much ignorant and they sometimes criticize that Krishna is exciting Arjuna. He is very gentleman, non-violent, and Krishna is exciting him to fight. This is called Jaradarshan. Jaradarshan. Jaradarshan means material vision. Therefore, Shastra says, Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Namaved Grahyam Indriyai. Sri Krishna Namadi. We become in touch with Krishna by chanting his name, Hare Krishna. That is the beginning of our connection with Krishna. Namadi. The Shastra says, Atah Sri Krishna Namadi. Adi means beginning. So we have no connection with Krishna. But if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra immediately, our first chance to contact Krishna begins. So it has to be practiced. Not that immediately I realize Krishna. That is not. Of course, if one is advanced, it is possible immediately. So, Sri Krishna Namadi. Nam means name. So Krishna is not only name, Adi, that is the beginning, but form, activities. Just like Sarvanam Kirtanam. Sarvanam Kirtanam, glorifying or describing about Krishna. So he has got his form. So Nam means name, and then Roop means form, Nam Roop, Lila means pastimes, Gun means quality, entourage, his associates, all this. Atasya Krishna Namadi na bhavet, na bhavet, grahyam indriya. By ordinary senses, we cannot understand. Either Sri Krishna's name, we are hearing through the oral reception, Krishna's name. But if we keep our ear without purification, of course by hearing it will be purified. And we have to help. Help means to avoid the offenses. 10 kinds of offenses. So, in this way, we shall help the purificatory process. Just like if I want to ignite fire, so I must help the igniting process by drying the wood. It will very soon get fire. Similarly, simply chanting, that will help also, it will take time. But if we avoid the offenses, then it will be very quickly purified. The action will be there. So, Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhavi Grahyam Indriya. So this behavior of Krishna, how ordinary man can understand? Because they have got their ordinary senses. Therefore they mistake. Why Krishna? In Krishna's devotee, Vaishnav, that is also stated, Vaishnaver Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bujhar. Even Vaishnav, Acharya, what he is doing, even the most expert, intelligent man cannot understand why he is doing this. Therefore, we should not try to imitate the higher authorities, but we have to follow the order, injunction given by the higher authorities. It is not possible. Krishna is exciting Arjuna to fight, that does not mean we can also do that excite. No. That will be immoral. For Krishna it is not immoral. Whatever he is doing is, God is good, he is all good. We should accept it. Whatever he is doing, that is all good. This is one side. And whatever I am doing without authority's order, this is all bad. He does not require any order from anyone else. Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is the supreme controller. He does not require anyone's instruction. Whatever he does, it is perfect. This is Krishna understanding. And not that I have to study Krishna in my own way. Krishna is not subjected to your examination or your test. He is above all. He is transcendent. Therefore, those who have not the transcendental vision, they misunderstand Krishna. Here he is directly enticing. Klevang mas magama parthya nitatta yupavaddhati. Shuddhang ridaya dodballam tapta uttishtha parantapa. Parantapa is this word. Very word is used that you are a kshatriya, you are a king, your business is to chastise the mischief mongers. That is your business. You cannot excuse the mischief monger. Formerly the kings were so. The king himself used to judge. A criminal was brought before the king. And if the king thought it wise, he would take his own sword immediately, cut his head. That was the duty of king. About 100 years ago, in Kashmir, the king, as soon as a thief was caught, he would be brought before the king. And if he is proved that he was a thief, he has stolen, immediately the king will cut off his hands personally, chopped off. Even 100 years ago. So all other thieves warned, this is your punishment. If there was no thieving, there is no stealing, no burglary in Kashmir. Even somebody lost something on the road, it will lie down, nobody will touch it. The order was, king's order was, if something is lying down on the street, uncared for, you cannot touch it. The man who has left it, he would come, he would collect. You cannot touch it. Even 100 years ago. So this capital punishment is required. Nowadays the capital punishment is excused. Murderers are not hanged. This is all mistake. Or lascaldam. A murderer must be killed. No mercy. Why a human killer, even an animal killer, should be immediately hanged? That is the king now. The king should be so strict. So this sympathy is like Arjuna's sympathy. The sympathy now in the state is sympathizing with the murderer not to be killed. This is Arjuna, that is Hridayadaudbalyam. That is not duty. One has to discharge duty ordered by the superior authority very strictly, without any consent. So these are weakness of the heart, this kind of sympathy. But ordinary person will not understand. Therefore, to understand Krishna, one requires special senses. Special senses, not ordinary senses. Special senses means you have to pluck your eyes and you have to put another eye. No, you have to purify. Tatparatena nirmalam. Just like if you have got some disease in the eyes, you apply medicine. And when it is clear, you can see clearly everything. Similarly, with these blunt senses, we cannot understand what is Krishna. Sivan mukhi hi jivhado swami vaspuratada. As Sri Krishna's namado, Krishna's name, form, quality, etc., is not understood by these blunt senses. So how it is to be done? Sivan mukhi hi jivhado. Again, jivhado. Beginning from the tongue, controlling the tongue. Just see, it is something peculiar that you have to understand Krishna by controlling the tongue. This is something wonderful. How is that? I have to control my tongue to understand Krishna. But it is the Shastra injunction is there. Sivana mukhi hi jivhago. Jivha means tongue. So, in order to see Krishna, You know, to understand Krishna, the first business is to control your tongue. Therefore, we say, don't take meat, don't take liquor, because it is controlling the tongue. The tongue is the most strong enemy as sense, as perverted sense. And these rascals, they say, no, you can eat whatever you like. It has nothing to do with religion. But Vedic Shastra says, you rascal, first of all control your tongue. Then you can understand what is God. So this is called Vedic injunction. Perfect. If you control your tongue, then you control your belly, then you control your genital. Rupa Goswami gives instruction, vacho vigam, krodha vigam, udara upastha vigam, manaso vigam, itan vigan, javisaita dhira, sa prisiring sa shishyat. This is an instruction that anyone who has become competent to control the tongue, to control the mind, to control the anger, to control the belly and control the genital. If six kind of control is there, he is fit for becoming spiritual master. He can make disciples all over the world. And if you cannot control your tongue, if you control your anger, control your mental concoction, then how you can become even spiritual master? That is not possible. Prithivingsa Shishya, one of these, that is called Goswami. Goswami or Shami. Master of the senses, master of controlling these six kinds. So beginning is the jiva. Sevan mukehi jiva do swayameva spurattada seva. The tongue can be engaged in the service of the Lord. How? You chant Hare Krishna, always glorify. Vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānu varnane. Vachaṃsi means talking. Talking is the business of tongue, and tasting is the business of tongue. So, you engage the tongue in the service of the Lord by glorifying. Whenever you take a vow that whenever I shall simply speak glorifying Krishna, nothing more. That is tongue control. If you don't allow your tongue to speak anything nonsense, grammo katha, we sometimes sit together, we talk so many nonsense. And that should be controlled. Now I have engaged my tongue for the service of the Lord, so we shall not talk anything of sense gratification. This is controlling. I cannot eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. This is controlling the tongue. So these are small techniques, but it has got great, great value, so that Krishna will be pleased, the austerity, and he will reveal. You cannot understand, you cannot see Krishna, you cannot order Krishna. Krishna, please come, dancing with flute, I shall see you. This is order. Krishna is not subjected to your order. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us an instruction. Āśliṣṣabhāpādharatāṁ pinastumāṁ maramāhatāṁ karotuva adarsana. Adarsana. Everyone wants to see Krishna devotee. But a pure devotee says that, no, if you don't like to see me, that's all right. You can break my heart. I may always pray to see you, but you do not come and break my heart. That is also accepted. Still I shall worship you. This is pure devotion. Not that I have asked Krishna to come before me dancing. He did not come. Well, you have this nonsense. the Krishna consciousness movement is nowhere. Not like that. This is Radharani's attitude. So Krishna left Vrindavan. All the gopis, they passed that day simply crying for Krishna, but never condemned Krishna. Whenever somebody came, Krishna also was thinking of them, because gopis are the greatest devotees, topmost devotees. There is no comparison with the devotion of the gopis. Therefore, Krishna was always obliged to them. Krishna said to the gopis that you have to be satisfied with your own business. I cannot return you anything for your love. Krishna, the Supreme, the All-Powerful, he was unable to repay the debts for the gopis. So gopis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ramma kachid upasana brajabadhu varga bhija kulpita. There is no more bitter worship than what was conceived by the gopis. So gopis are the topmost devotees. And amongst the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the topmost. Therefore, Srimati Radharani is greater than Krishna. So this is Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. It requires time. So the activities of Krishna, the rascal, if they simply see that Krishna is enticing Arjuna to fight, therefore Krishna is immoral. That is means wrong vision. You have to see Krishna with separate eyes. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma me dibbam cha. Dibbam, these transcendental activities of Krishna, if anyone can understand, simply, if anyone can understand, then he becomes liberated immediately. Liberated. Not liberated ordinarily liberation, but for going back to home, back to God. Takta dehaṁ punar janma naiti māme iti kaunti. The greatest liberation. There are different types of liberation also. Sājujya sārupas, sāsti, Shalokka, Sajujya, five kinds of liberation. The Sajujya means to march into the existence, Brahma, Brahma Lord. That is also liberation. The Mayavadis or the Jnani Sampradaya, they want to merge into the existence, Brahma existence. That is also mukti. That is called Sajujya mukti. But for a devotee, this Sajukta Mukti is just like hell. Kaivallam narakayate. So for Vishnu, Kaivallam, to monism, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, is compared with hell. Kaivallam narakayate. Tidasapura akasapuspayate. And the Kurmis, Jnanis, are anxious to merge into the existence of the Brahma effulgence. And the Kurmis, their highest aim is how to be elevated in the higher planetary system, Sargalok, where Lord Indra is there, or Brahma is there. That is Kurmis' ambition, to go to the heaven. They all, except Vaishnava philosophy, in all other literature, all other scripture, means Christian and Mohammedan, their aim is how to be elevated to the heaven. So heaven is described in the Vedic literature as Tridasapura. Tridasapura. Tridasapura means there are 33 millions of demigods, and they have got their separate planets. This is called Tridasapura. Three means three, and dos means ten. 33 or 30. Anyway, Tridasapura Akasha Puspayate. Akasha Puspa means something imaginary. Something imaginary. A flower in the sky. The flower should be in the garden. But if somebody imagines the flower in the sky, it is something imaginary. So, for a devotee, this heavenly promotion to the heavenly planet is just like a flower in the sky. Tridasapura akasa puspayat kaivalang narakayat Gani and Kurmi and Duddanta Indra Kala Sarpapatali Pratkhata Dhamastrayate. Then yogi, yogis are trying, yogi means yoga indriya sanyam, controlling the senses. That is yoga practice. Our senses are very strong, just like we also, Vaishnava, we first of all try to control the tongue. The yogis also, they try to control the senses, not only tongue, but all other 10 kinds of senses by that yogic mystic process. So, that why they are trying to control? Because the senses are just like serpents. A serpent, just like touch anywhere, immediately something, up to death. The injury there must be, up to death. This is exemplified, just our sex impulse. As soon as there is illicit sex, there is so many difficulties. Of course, nowadays it is all become very easy. Formerly it was very difficult, especially in India. Therefore, a young girl was always protected. Because if she mixes with the boys, somehow or other, as soon as there is sex, she becomes pregnant. And it will be no more possible to get her married. No. Touched by the serpent. This is Vedic civilization, it's very strict. Because the whole aim was how to go back to home, back to Gauri. Not sense gratification. Eat, drink, marry, enjoy. That is not the aim of human life. So everything was planned with that aim. Vishnu aradhati varnasamacharvata purusena parapaman. Vishnu aradhati nannatattu sukaranam. Varnasam, this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, everyone had to strictly follow the rules and regulations of the particular division. A Brahmana must act as a Brahman. A Kshatriya must, here is it, that's Krishna says, you are Kshatriya, you are, why you are talking of this rascal? You must. Naita yupavaddate, in two ways, you should not do this. As a Kshatriya, you should not do this. And as my friend, you should not do this. This is your weakness. So this is Vedic civilization. Fight for the Kshatriya. A Brahman is not going to fight. Brahman is Satya Samadama. He is practicing how to become truthful, how to become clean, how to control the senses, how to control the mind, how to become simple, how to become full and cognizant of the Vedic literature, how to apply practically in life, how to become firmly fixed up in conviction. These are Brahmanas. Similarly, Kshatriyas fighting, that is necessary. Vaishya, Krishi Guru Ksha Vanitya. So all these strictly to be followed. Just yesterday we were reading when Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, came to Kardamani. He is receiving. Sir, I know that your touring means you are just, what is called, examining? Inspecting, yes. Inspecting. Your touring means inspection whether the varnasam, whether the brahmana is doing actually as brahmana, kshatriya is doing actually kshatriya. That is king's touring. King's touring is not a pleasure touring. At the expense of the state, go somewhere and come back. No. Here, sometimes in disguise, the king used to see whether this varnasam dharma is being maintained, properly being observed, whether somebody is simply wasting time like hippies. No, that cannot be done. That cannot be done. Now, in your government, there is some inspection, then nobody is employed, but unemployed. But so many things are not practically inspected. But it is the duty of the government to see everything. Varnasamacharavata, everything is practicing as brahmana, simply by falsely becoming brahmana, falsely becoming kshatriya. No, he must. So this was the king's duty, government's duty. Now everything is topsy-turvy. Everything is no more practical value. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, kalo harinnama, 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 iva kevalam. Kalo nasti, nasti, iva gatiranatha. It is very difficult to take us back to the original process of civilization. So for a Vaishnava, as I was explaining, the tridasa purva akasa puspayate duddhanta indriya kala sarpa patali. So controlling the sense, that is duddhanta. Duddhanta means formidable. It is very, very difficult to control the senses. Therefore, the yoga process, mystic yoga process, just to practice how to control the senses. But for a devotee, they're just like the tongue, if it is engaged only in the business of chanting Hare Krishna mantra and eating only Krishna prasadam, the whole thing is done. Perfect yogi. Perfect yogi. So for a bhakta, there is no trouble with the senses. Because a bhakta knows how to engage each and every sense in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam, that is bhakti. Rishik means the senses. When the senses are engaged only for the service of Krishna, Rishikesh, then there is no need of practicing yoga. Automatically, they are locked up in the service of Krishna. They have no other engagement. That is the highest. Therefore, Krishna said, Yoginamapi Sarvesam Madhagata Antanatmana Sadhyaman Bhajati Yoma Samijuktatam. A first-class yogi is he who is always thinking of. Therefore, this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, if we simply chant and hear, as the first-class yogi. So these are the process. So Krishna wants to Arjuna that why you are indulging in this weakness of mind? You are under my protection. I am ordering you to fight. Why you are denying? This is the problem. Thank you very much.